So we're sat here with a Team Hammerhead in high spirits. Hey guys, turning up right at the last minute to register. Any explanation for that?
If it weren't for the last minute, nothing here would ever get done.
It's the only way we do things.
Yeah.
Nice. So I've heard some stories that you guys are pretty fast, and there's some people aiming to beat your time. You're setting the mark. How do you feel about that?
If we're all that fast, how come we're out here in the dark with flashlights getting our stuff together? We just don't have it together here. I don't know. It's nice to be recognized, but every day is a new day. Every race is a new race.
How experienced are you both with this?
I'm getting there. When I get real experience, I'll let Joe do it by himself.
There you go.
This is my second time.
This will be my 8th 508, and I've done RAM 8 times.
That's some level of experience, some might say. So I've been asking everyone this, but what would you choose? Sustained energy or burritos?
Chicken burritos?
Whatever you want.
Carne asada burritos.
That's what you're going to be using?
But we love Seaborn anyway.
You asked my preference, not what I... As of about a day ago, we stopped feeding and we started fueling. So now we're in the fuel mode and nothing's going to taste good.
That's serious. When people start talking about fueling before the ride, you can tell they're serious. Let's get a best experience and a worst experience on the 508 from you as well.
Let's start with Joe on this one while I think about that. I'm the slow mental one of the bunch here.
Let's see. Last year we set the four-man record. Was good. Pretty exciting. First outing for two of my riders. Best experience was 96 when we set the four-person mixed record. Had a very enjoyable experience when we set the two-person mixed record. My best experience is going to be on Sunday when Kevin and I set the two-man record. And worst experience, watching Kevin do a face plant.
That was on the 508?
That one was on RAM.
Let's stay 508 here.
We'll stay with the 508. Worst experience on 508, going down Sheep Hole, full out aero, laying on my aero bars, and my saddle snapped off. And I had to do the descent standing up. I almost went down, but I had to do the entire descent standing up because I was going so fast and there was no one set up to transition.
Wow.
I'm not sure I want to race with this guy anymore. He's all full of scabs and bad stories. My best experience was last year when we set the four-person record. My best experience will be this year. God willing, we set the record for the two-man at even faster than we were last year. And my worst experience was the last pull last year against the wind into 29 Palms.
Since you guys are such good interviewees, let's have a funniest 508 story as well.
Stopping on Towns Pass descent several times because you're cold. Analogous to walking the uphills because they're too steep. I'm sorry I took your thunder on that one. Have you ever had to switch back on the hills?
So, never.
Okay. We look forward to this, don't we?
We do, absolutely.
When we're team 60 plus.
There you go. And we do have to come back for that one. Kevin?
If I'm still on my bike, I guess I'll try.
I'm trying to talk him out of retiring.
Nice. I'm trying to talk myself into retiring.
It's a battle of the nitwits.
Well, awesome, guys. Any concluding remarks to anyone who may be listening?
If you're listening to this, go find something better to do. This is just nuts.
I just wish everybody journeys, mercies, and safe trip, and God willing, everybody gets to the finish line safely, and everybody has a good time, and everybody who finishes and crosses is a champion in their own right.
Right there.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, and good luck with setting the two-person relay team record. Good afternoon, sir. You're a familiar face to me. You rode, I think, as a team last year, but solo this year. What's your name and what's your totem?
My name is Rick Jacobson. My totem is hair.
And this is your first solo ride, right?
First solo. Last year was just a test, just to see if I liked the course and liked the whole experience. And I loved it so much that I couldn't help but come back for a solo.
Okay, you sound pretty psyched about it. What part of it in particular are you most psyched about?
I've always had visions of just cruising through the desert at night in the dark with nothing with nothing in front of me but darkness, and it's just, that's where I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah, sounds cool. What bike are you riding?
I just purchased a, I've got a Flight Carbon put together about a month or two ago, and it's stiff and it's strong and it's light, so with aero bars on it, it works well.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you're prepared. Do you have a target time?
Ride time probably of 35 hours. So probably it'll probably end up somewhere in close to 40 hour range, I'm guessing.
Sounds like a respectable aim. Are you planning on sleeping?
I've been told that I'm probably going to take an hour and a half sleep break at 4 a.m. wherever we are. Probably somewhere on Sherman or on the pass coming out of Death Valley, I would guess.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks for that, and hope to see you at the finish line in about 2 days' time.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 508. Can you tell me your totem?
My totem is Hoary Marmot.
Interesting. And so is this your first time?
Yes, I'm a rookie.
And what do you think of the course?
I think it's going to be challenging and a whole bit of fun, especially when it's over.
Okay. Are you looking forward to any part in particular?
I like to climb, so I'm looking forward toward Towns Pass.
Really? Interesting. Okay. And what's your diet plan for this weekend?
I'm going to eat.
Anything in particular?
I generally go with a liquid diet. I enjoy sustained energy. I also brought a lot of Ensure, but the secret, which I really shouldn't share, is Paley bars.
Interesting. Okay. Well, do you have any final comments you'd like to make?
I'm doing this ride because 7-8 years ago I told Chris I couldn't, but now I can. So I'll say in about 48 hours or so, I've done it, Chris.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll all be looking forward to you finishing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So I'm going to inject a personal element into this interview. I'm here with Louise, who was in Team Chupacabra last year. My totem was Goat last year. So it's rather appropriate when Chupacabra overtook me in Death Valley, Chupacabras being goat-eating vampires, I believe. You're here today on your own, right? You're racing solo this year.
That's right. I've done it twice now as a team, so I figure as a two-person team. Yeah. So I figured I needed to, I'm not getting any younger, I need to give it a shot and try it solo, and I'm hoping that everything's going to go well.
Exciting. Are you prepared, do you think?
Oh, I think so. You know, I trained really hard. I've had a little injury that came up during my taper, but that's sort of normal for me. So, you know, we'll wait and see how it goes. It looks like the weather may be cooperating, be a little bit cooler, perhaps, so that'll be nice. 2 years ago when I did it as Team Pupfish, we had all those horrible winds. Yes, which were horrible. So I'm hoping, and last year was such a nice year, so I'm hoping that this year will be that it be as nice.
So you seem to be getting more and more embedded into ultra cycling as the years go on.
Yeah, you know, I did more doubles this year in preparation for this. So I'm hoping, I'm really hoping that it's going to be a good day. You never know. And the race is so long that you can go up and, you know, go up and down throughout the whole race. So you have good days and bad days during the same race. So we'll see.
Awesome. I'm going to sign off here, but just one last question. What are you eating?
I have some vanilla cream cookies and some Boost and some barbecue chicken that a good friend of mine made for me. So we'll see.
Awesome. Well, I hope you exceed your estimated time and see you at the finish line.
All right.
All right, good afternoon, guys. We've got a team standing in front of us. Give us your names and your totem, please.
Marvin Atwood. And
I'm Pam Atwood.
And our totem is Horned Toads.
Horned Toads, nice. And you're veterans or rookies to the 508?
Rookies for 508.
Excited?
Oh, extremely. Can't you look at her and tell?
Anxious. Excited.
I heard some mention before we started recording of another well-known ultra-endurance event. How is this going to compare to that event?
We did a four-person mixed the last 2 years at RAM, and so this will be a little different with the longer pulls instead of the 6 to 8 mile pulls we were doing on Race Across America. So it'll be a little different.
Wow, that's exciting. And what are you guys eating? Hot dogs or sustained energy?
Ensure and Oreos and whatever we can grab.
Wow, and sure, that sounds like a good idea. Okay, well, thanks, guys, and best of luck out there, and see you on the road.